the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Felipe Esparza is joining us here in the X107.5 studios, and I'm going to let you know how this all went down. Sylvia Alvarado over here, our co-host, said, hey, do you want to have Felipe in the studio? I'm like, yeah, he's hilarious. And she goes, well, if you'd said no, I would have shamed you because he's coming to town for Mexican Independence Day over at the Joint on September 14th. Mm-hmm. So either way, this appearance is going to happen. I'm glad you're able to make it, though.
Me too, man.
Yeah, man. So you're playing over at the Joint. Tickets start at $39.50. It's going to be a big show again September the 14th. And you've been busy, man. You got all kinds of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, I've been very busy. I have a podcast, mm-hmm. What's Up Fool podcast.
Yeah.
And right now I'm in development for a TV show.
Good for you, man.
Oh, nice.
Last year I had a pilot deal, but they didn't pick it up. But we still kept the money.
That's what Adam Carolla has always said, that his dream is to just continually be in development. You know, pitch ideas, you get paid, you shoot one pilot, but then you don't have to do
the
work.
They don't even pick it up. Yeah, it's the best thing ever.
But then you keep the money.
Yeah, they're paying us not to work. I got paid more to not to be on TV.
They're like, you have good ideas, not great ideas. Yeah, it's nice.
The only, like, you could come in with the greatest idea, like, you come in with a David Mahoney show, but they'll throw in, like, how about if Sylvia is the vampire? For real, how about she's your, like, crazy neighbor that's a vampire?
Ironically, that's kind of what happened to Adam Carolla, right? He had the Adam Carolla show, and then they put Danny Bonaducci on there. And
oh, my God. I auditioned for his regular show.
Did you really?
Yeah, because Adam Carolla had a reality show where him and his buddy, they do construction work.
Yeah, to catch a contract. Yeah.
Yes, but then that was going to be a sitcom, and I was reading for that guy.
What, they were going to turn that into a sitcom?
Yes, and I went in there. They're looking for a Latino guy, husky, with a beard.
You're like, I got this in the can, man. This is done.
And I was there with another comedian named Joey Medina, and he had no beard, right?
Yeah.
So he sees a comedian come in with beards, and then Edwin San Juan, he had a beard, and then he said, oh, man, he went to the reception and borrowed a Sharpie and started coloring in a beard on his 8x10. But this guy's a hustler, man. This guy has done it all, man. When he was living in Arizona, they were having like an advertisement campaign party for everybody that was there. Like the Comet lady was there, Charmin guy, and he's nobody. So you know what he did? He got a little string, man, like a little bow tie for his index finger, made a happy face, and told everybody he was a Ziploc finger.
I like this guy, man. We should have a reality show just following him around to bad auditions. That's the best. Well, so the show, you have one in development now, and you think this one's going to go, yeah?
I don't know.
Maybe?
I just hope we get the money first.
Yeah.
Well, we're like, it's a faster deal because we're actually inside Universal now. We're not like, the last pilot, we worked on it for a year, like meetings, sorry about that. And
did you spill something?
Yeah,
did
spill water.
It's fine, man. No one saw.
He just wiped it up with his.
I want to wear my sweatshirt. That's the only reason I wear a sweatshirt, because I spill stuff. I got this. You don't need Bounty. I'm Brownie.
What kind of clothes are you wearing today, Felipe? The absorbent ones.
Absorbent.
Super absorbent.
I used to be a horrible person, man. I used to sell marijuana to my son's mom, new husband. And then I would take his money and give it to her as child support. That was my 420 pyramid scheme. One time he came up to me and said, Felipe, I feel like quitting. Come on, bro. Think of your family. You know, David Mahoney, when I won last Comic Standing, my son's mom filed for child support right the next day.
The next day?
The next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Like $250,000 gone. She became
really?
The last baby mama standing.
How much money do you get for winning last Comic Standing?
$250,000.
And she took all of that.
Yeah.
Plus, you get also money for touring, because after you win, there's like an 85-city tour.
They arrange it for you?
Yeah. Like, once we win the top six of the last Comic Standing, at least when I was on, they get like a tour bus, and we tour like their biggest markets, the NBC's biggest markets.
Yeah.
And we do like real big theaters.
Good for you, man. That must have been a blast.
But riding on a tour bus with five or six other comedians, though, is what's that experience like?
Well, I was high most of the time.
So pretty good.
Yeah. So they were like, if they were late to the bus, I never noticed because I was outside the bus waiting for them. But you know, it must have been tough because they were making a lot less money, and everywhere we went, you know, like I was last. I really didn't have to be like, I remember the guy that was going up before me, he was kind of sad that he lost, you know, because he was like on a lot of radio shows from the Midwest, you know. I think these old hacks from the Midwest were rooting for them, Bob and Tom. And they lost. I don't know which one's Bob, which one's Tom, but one of them has a receding Dodger hat. He's old.
I saw that guy.
But they lost. Yeah. They were rooting for him.
Yeah.
And when I went to do the interview, they asked me, hey.
Wait, did you go?
They laugh?
You went on Bob and
no,
Tom?
No, I was on the radio doing the interview. They're like. After every joke that Chip does. You know, like every joke that they write, they laugh at. But when they're not laughing at me, and they ask me, well, we had the runner-up guys here. I don't know who they are. They're losers. And they hung up on me.
What?
Oh, wow.
They
really?
Hung up on me, and they started talking bad about me afterwards.
Well, you know what? One of them retired.
He's a loser.
So who pushed him out.
So who won now?
I won.
That's right. That's right.
So I continue, man.
You used to be a Raiders fan, and now you I follow you on Instagram. You say, that's it, you're done after the whole Khalil Mack thing?
I don't know if I'm done yet, man, but we'll see, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get him back.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be something? John Gruden's like, you know what? I screwed up. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time, though, right, for the Raiders because they're in this weird sort of, I mean, they're transitioning to Las Vegas. You've seen the stadium. Did you see it when you came to town?
Yeah, man,
huge. It's going to be amazing and all that. But, like, who really claims them at this point, you know?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
LA's back in, yeah.
Los Raiders.
But for real, I mean, it's like, you know, the Raiders are making some moves, and we'll see how everything shakes out come the regular season, which starts this weekend. It just seems like kind of a bad scenario with them having to play the Rams in week number one.
Yeah.
They just got their deal done with Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack's gone. Interesting times.
I know, man. I remember I was doing jokes about the Raiders one time in Oakland, and there were Raider players there.
There were Raider players at the show?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then one of them picked me up, and he fumbled me.
Derek Carr needs to step it up this season. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. Man, I'm so glad that you were able to come by today.
Me too, man.
Really nice to hang out with you here in studio. It's been a lot of fun. Again, September 14th.
Shout out to Crew 4907. I read your letter.
He's talking about the prison mail. He's reading some of the prison mail.
We're sorry, too. We put him up in our office. I didn't know Ian was going to put him in there. And we've got, like, old beers and tea. It's like, I was like, basically on Friday, we had to stay a little bit later for some stuff we were doing at work. So I was sleeping in there.
You slept in there?
Yeah, for like 25 minutes after the show.
Oh, my God.
So it was just a disaster. I apologize for having to see it.
So Felipe is just surrounded by like old whiskey bottles and a letter from a prisoner. He's like, where am I?
What's going on?
Strangest office ever.
I want to know what's going on. Are there more letters? Did she get paroled?
She got out and then she got put back in.
She you're not allowed. Apparently, when you're out on parole, you're not allowed to date.
Yeah.
So, like, inmates.
If you're an inmate, you're on parole. You're not allowed to be involved with like somebody in a romantic manner.
And she's on a work release program where she was working at a 7-Eleven and she fell in love with one of the 7-Eleven clerks. And next thing you know, back to the big house.
How are you going to go from prison to a 7-Eleven clerk?
Because when she got out, like they put her in a work program where she was able to get a part-time job. And then, she...
The heart wants what the heart wants, Dave.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
you
if it's
can't
the heart,
stop
but
it.
Yeah. Thanks again for coming by today, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
September 14th over at The Joint. Go see him.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.